Well, this is the Welsh Premier League podcast, and doesn't that sound good to Barrytown United fans? Because that means we're talking to you, more specifically, we're talking to Drew for hire. Welcome to the podcast, Drew.
Are you okay?
I'm all right, mate. You must be delighted to hear those words next to your name.
Yeah, I know. Welsh Prem, back again, but with the hometown club, which is really good. Can't wait to get started.
You can't underestimate how much this means to people at Barry, really.
Oh, no, definitely not. You know, there's some people back in the clubhouse in Barry where they were there when they had the successful years, and now for them to get back in the Welsh Prem, which I never thought they'd be, is they're over the moon, and you know they can't wait for it to still start as well.
One of them, Gav, your manager, he's seen them right from the bottom back up to the top. You know, he must have wanted to do it for him and the journey that he's been through, I suppose.
It's for everyone, really. It's, you know, Gav and Hannah as well put in the hard work, and you know, all the players, and you know, I won there when they were in Division 3 and Division 2 or joining Division 1, but the hard work they put in and just seeing the club and everyone's around the club, I think for them and everyone involved in the town, is it's great for them to be back there.
And for a man who's played in other Welsh Premier League clubs as well, you know the depth of this league and what it can do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, going back to when I was at Port Talbot, it was, you know, great memories back then, and hopefully we can make great memories with Barrytown now. And, you know, the world's your oyster, really. Hit every challenge head on and see where we end up, see what happens.
Everybody always had a feeling that Barry would eventually land up in the league. You know, you'd watch you guys in cup matches that would get played on Scorio, and you'd do a good acquittal of yourself, and then James Dixon would get the headlines for some of the goals that he scored in the Welsh Cup last season. So, are you worried there might be a bit of an over-expectation on you this season? Well, you're back where you belong, so you need to, you know, you'll do all right, I suppose.
No, I think, you know, for everyone else, we leave their expectations to them. You know, ours are in-house, and we know what we can achieve, and, you know, we know what can be done. But, and, you know, I think the fans of Barry, you know, never expect us to be back here that quick, really. And I just think they'll be behind us, whatever, win, lose and draw, and they'll be there with us. So that'll be the main thing.
And what's interesting in the past couple of seasons is the number of kids that are turning up now. And, you know, the number of kids are shunning wearing a Cardiff City shirt, would rather wear a Barrytown United shirt.
Yeah, well, last home game of the season, we had, you know, celebration with the cup, and there must have been, you know, excess of 400 kids down there, which, you know, wanted the autograph signed, which is, you know, a funny thing to say. But for them, you know, they're the heroes, that's what they want to be. And, you know, they come down every game now, and there's always kids there watching, which, you know, for us, you know, we've got to perform for them as well. You know, they're looking up to us, and that's what they want to progress to be, really. So it's really good.
What's the strength of Barrytown United? How are you going to not only stay in this league, but compete in this league?
Our togetherness, more than anything. I think if you come and see us together, training, match days, I think, and look about, I think we're the most together club you'll ever see, because I think what the club has been through as a whole, and the fans and everything, everyone's in there together, pulling in the right direction. And, you know, if we do have a low, I think we'll bounce back and we'll be fine, and that's what will push us on.
You'll get some tricky games, and you're prepared for them. I mean, obviously, people will talk about how you're going to take on TNS. But let's have a look at some of the other sides down the league. Maybe Prestatyn, who have come up with you as well. And, you know, Carmarthen, very physical, tough side. Yeah. You know, are you prepared to change your game to win those games, or are they going to have to play your way?
I think we're capable of doing anything. I think, you know, for people who watch us or, you know about us, we can play any formation, we can play any way, you know. But we'll play the way we got to play, and we won't change that for anyone. You know, playing football is what we're all about, and no matter who we play, that's our philosophy of football, and I think we'll continue to play and be successful in playing it.
Is there an element of the supporters will carry you over the line as well? Because, like you say, they've been there from the start of the rebirth, if you like. They are loyal, they are vocal, they're everywhere on Twitter, and sometimes you need that, don't you, when the legs are tiring?
You know, the supporters will be there, and I think, for some people, you know, a lot of our squad have never played in the Welsh Prem, and I remember when I first played there, you play off instinct a lot of the time, and that's what gets you through, and the fans being there and everyone giving everything they got, well, you know, we'll be alright and we'll do well. And I think the fans will be there successful, and we'll get over that line.
Now, there are some new faces from last season. Talk us through some of the names that are joining us this season, and, you know, who should the rivals look out for?
The names that are joining us, well, it's nice to see that, you know, two Barry boys have signed, you know, in Kane and in Ryan Newman as well. Both quality players, both, you know, their football experience speaks for themselves, and they can add a lot to our squad, a very lot, you know. Elliot Scotcher as well, very talented footballer. I haven't been there to see him because I was on holiday, and now he's gone away with a shoulder injury now, so he hasn't been back. And all the players together, I think they're gonna add that to the squad, and I think it's gonna be really good. Sam Jones, another one, young one, really talented kid, which I think can do really well for us as well. So with all them, you know, the players, the new players added, and the old ones that are there, well, we'll be a really good squad.
The interesting thing is, teams that come up very rarely struggle when they come up. Kevin Druids did well for themselves last season. Llan didn't know the season before that, did exceptionally well for themselves. So, I don't know, have you thought about that? Do you think that's going to... Is there a bit of a cockiness that, oh, we're all right, if they can do it, we can do it?
No, that'll never be the case of us, you know. I think within the time of you seeing us play a few games and everyone around the Welsh Prem getting to see how we are, we're hard work from start till finish, and we don't expect anything. We don't expect anyone to give us anything. We'll work for everything, and I think that'll be shown in the coming weeks of the season, what work we do put in and how hard we do work as a team.
Well, Drew, I'm sure the sound of the first whistle and the sound of the crowd will drag you over the first 15 minutes of the season, because a lot of people want to see Barry Town United back in this league. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.